Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, we always look forward to this time of the week, and Gav joins us on the line this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hello, I most certainly do.
And thank you very much for coming on the show again this week. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And if you could indulge me, it's my father's 89th birthday today, and he's been pretty sick lately. So I'd like to wish him a very happy birthday.
Yes, good on him,
too. Because I know he'll be listening.
Yes, and we hope that he's going to be okay. Okay, Gav?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, today, what about the weather today? It's sensational, isn't it?
It's only going to get warmer from what they tell me for at least another week or so.
I'm not complaining about that, are you?
Not at all. No. Not at all. So, there are a few jobs that now you'll have to do.
Yes. You are a lover of the colder weather, or do you rather the warmer weather?
Well, I would prefer to keep my clothes on. So I'd probably stick with the colder weather. At least I can pile more things on. There's only so many things I can take off without getting a very bad reaction.
Well, yes, I'd prefer the other way. I'd prefer to take my clothes off.
Yes. Look, there are a lot of customers coming in saying they're actually sick of this winter and they're ready for the warmer weather to come.
Yes, I don't blame them. Anyway, the last thing you want to see is me with my clothes off, Gav.
Same here.
Yeah. It's not a very good sight at all.
I was listening to your other ad and was thinking about the belly dancing. Now, if anybody wants to come and see that, all they've got to do is see me work every day.
Very good. That's good. Anyway, at least we can have some fun joking about that sort of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You either laugh or you cry, and I've just learned to laugh about it all the time.
Yeah, just have a positive attitude. It's the
absolutely.
Way to go.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of the warmer weather, this time of the year, it's just about time to get our lawns in preparation.
Absolutely. Now is the time to get started. Now, as I always tell everybody, get rid of what you don't want before you improve what you do. Now, that means the first thing you've got to do at the moment, and of course, pick a nice still day, is weed spray. Now, a lot of people are saying there's an awful lot of weeds this spring because it was such a wet winter. So the most important thing is to weed spray your lawn before you improve what you want to keep. Now, you may have to do that twice a fortnight apart, depending on how good you are at getting a good coverage. No matter how good you are, you will miss a few bits, so that's why you generally have to do it a second go. Now, make sure that you pick a weed killer, and I'm going to do this very general, make sure you pick a weed killer that is suitable for your lawn. There are a lot of lawns out there, for example, our Sir Walter Buffalo, which would be our most popular lawn that we've sold for years and years now. There are a lot of weed sprays that you can not use on it. So make sure that when you pick up a bottle, it's friendly to your type of lawn. And I specifically say buffalo because it's a broadleaf lawn and most weeds, have got broad leaves. So a lot of weed sprays tend to burn off Sir Walter, and there are ones out there, like just for example, one called Buffalo Master, which is specific for a good buffalo lawn and to keep it that way. So that's the first thing I would say. Once you've got rid of all your weeds and make sure they're all gone, if your lawn is very compacted and hard, it's probably a damn good idea to aerate it. Now, aerating your lawn can be as simple as getting up and down on a fork, losing a few kilos, and going over the whole thing and put holes into it. Now, that allows air to get in, and it allows the fertilizer or top dressing, which we'll talk about, to fall down those holes and enrich the soil as well as the turf. So if it needs it, that is the first thing to do. Then, of course, you either top dress. And top dressing you don't have to do every year, but it is a really good idea, especially if the lawn is uneven. Top dressing is a fantastic way of evening up the entire lawn and getting it nice and green. Now, when I'm saying top dressing, you can top dress with, say, a river sand, which I know was very popular in the Burke's backyard days, and then add fertilizer to it. But nowadays, of course, a lot of places like us have got a top dressing mix. Now, it's a complete mix one stop, ready to go. You spread, you cut your lawn back quite low because you don't want to bend those blades over when you put the top dressing on. You want the blades to stand upright and hopefully stick through the top dressing. So make sure you mow the lawn a little bit lower than normal. Don't scalp it, because we don't scalp lawns anymore, but do it a little bit lower and do a 15 mil. In the old scale, it used to be about a half an inch. Now they work on about 15 mil thick of top dressing over the entire lot. Now, if you get a top dressing, say, for example, from anywhere, make sure, like our Rocket top dressing, it's got everything in it, so that you don't have to keep doing layers on it. You just literally, it's a one-stop, put it over, job done, water it really well, keep watering it afterwards every few days, and your lawn will come up better than ever. If you don't need to top dress, get a good lawn fertilizer. Now, we work with a company called Lawn Solutions Australia, who are probably the biggest lawn people from the whole of Australia. They have their specific Lawn Solutions Australia website, which goes into all this in much more detail. And they grow our Sir Walter Buffalo and our Tiff Tough Bermuda Cooch, which is your fine one you find on playing fields nowadays. They are our two most popular lawns out of all, and they grow those Australia-wide for all us retailers. And they have their own fertilizer. You can get it in a 4-kilo bucket and a 10-kilo bucket. Now, their fertilizer is suitable for all their lawns, whether it be Cooch, whether it be Kaikuyu, Buffalo, Zoysia, any lawn at all that you may have heard of, these fertilizers will do them. And they're specially produced by the people that actually grow the lawn. So they are very, very good. And that is the way to do that. So first thing, get rid of what you don't want and then improve what you do want.
Now, I just wanted to ask this question because I've noticed just in the last few weeks in regards to my lawn, I have a bit of clover as well. Is this also the same process of getting rid of your clover too on your lawn?
Yes. Well, most of these products, say, for example, if you did have a buffalo lawn and you use something like Buffalo Master or even Bin Dye for that matter, they do Bin Dyes, clovers, oxalis. They will do the whole lot, and they are both buffalo safe. If you've got one of these fine leaf lawns like a bowling green, which is a cooch type grass, well, you don't have to worry at all because it being a very fine grass, it's not going to be affected by any of these sprays. So by certainly checking what spray you're picking up, it will generally cover most of those weeds in one go. The most important thing when you're spraying is to pick a very still day and make sure, so that's so you don't get overspray on other things, and make sure that you never change the amount that goes in it. So many people, especially with things like Roundup and Zero, will see 20 mils per litre and think, well, if I put 40 mils in, I'm going to kill it much quicker. And of course, it doesn't. It doesn't make an ounce of difference. The amounts that they put on there per litre are the optimum result for that product. So don't think like a lot of people do that it will kill better if you put more in.
Yes, that is one thing that I have noticed when I was spraying my lawns last year is you spray the lawn.
Yep.
And some people think, oh, you spray the lawn and then, a day later, all of a sudden you've got a situation where all the weeds are gone. It doesn't happen that way. It takes time, doesn't it?
It doesn't happen that quick, no. It does happen, but it does happen overnight. as they used to say on one of the old hair commercials.
Yes, yes.
It will happen, but it won't happen overnight.
So what do you think the timeline is? Once you do the first spraying and say you want to do another one, so just a week apart?
No, you make sure you do it a fortnight apart to make sure that it doesn't accidentally burn.
Oh, okay. So a fortnight apart.
Always work on 14 days apart, but after a week, you should be able to see where you've missed.
Yes,
now,
okay.
The two other little steps I should have said was make sure you have foliage there to spray. The amount of people I've had that have come in here and have mown their lawn and then decide they want to spray it is unbelievable. And of course, the spray, it gets absorbed through the foliage. So if you've gone out there and mowed it the day before, you've only got half the amount of foliage to suck in the poison, so it's only going to work half as good. The same applies after you've sprayed it. There's no point in going a couple of days later and cutting it all off before it gets a chance to drain down to the roots. The recommended is 7 days before and 7 days after spraying.
Okay, so it's all about the timing when it comes to...
It's all about the timing.
Absolutely, yes.
You don't want to go to all that trouble of spraying it and then have it a complete waste of time, because then you're going to have to start the whole process from scratch again. So let it grow for at least a week, spray it, let it go for another week, cut it, grow it for a week, spray it, grow it for a week, cut it, then fertilise.
Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it? Makes very
it
much.
It certainly does when you go into it like that. Now, as I said, Lawn Solutions or LSA Australia have a fantastic website which explains all these things into much more detail for those people that need to. I've given you the basics. If you stick to that, you shouldn't have a problem. Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, by that stage, if we're talking 3 or 4 weeks from now, you should be right into about the middle of September.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thank you very much for your great advice there for our listeners when it comes to preparing their lawns, particularly early in spring and also for the summer time as well. So there you go.
Absolutely.
So take the advice there when it comes to how you spray, how often you spray, when you mow and when you don't mow. And if you follow that, you should be okay.
Absolutely, definitely. If you want to get in early for next year and stop yourself from having to go through all this process, use a pre-emergent spray in autumn, such as one called OxyFert. Now, OxyFert is a pre-emergent spray, and it coats the grass and the seeds so that they don't germinate now. So that will stop you from getting all this horrible winter grass that we're getting this year. It will give you half the amount of weeds you have this year if you put this stuff down first in autumn. It's what they call a pre-emergent spray.
Yeah.
And you can only use it then. People are coming in to buy it now, but it's got to be used, obviously, before these things germinate.
Sounds good. Okay, now, yes. Lee Rowan's Garden World, where can we find you, Gav?
We are 381 Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay, bottom end, Warners Bay end. And as I said, I will promote the LSA website, so lawnsolutionsaustralia.com. That will give you all this information in a lot more detail.
Sounds good. All right. Well, it's been great to talk to you as always. I hope you enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend, and we're going to catch up with you same time next week.
Absolutely. I shall look forward to it.
Awesome stuff. There you go. There's some really good advice there from Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World when it comes to preparing your lawn for spring and also for summer. So if you follow those processes, you should be okay.